For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The White House is blaming Democrats for the administration's policy of separating parents and their children at the U.S. border and demands a legislative fix. The House will vote on competing immigration proposals this week. Anger over the zero-tolerance policy erupted at a demonstration at the port of entry in El Paso, Texas.
We will not go away! This is not okay!
Thousands of protesters chanted, demanding the Trump administration stop separating children from their parents at the border. The march was organized by Democratic Congressman Beto O'Rourke.
We were told there were 98 kids in this tent city yesterday. We were told today there are 200 kids. We've all got to own this. We cannot blame this on Trump. We cannot blame this on a political party. This is America right now, so America's got to show up.
You're listening to USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The White House is blaming Democrats for the administration's policy of separating parents and their children at the U.S. border and demands a legislative fix. The House will vote on competing immigration proposals this week. Anger over the zero-tolerance policy erupted at a demonstration at the port of entry in El Paso, Texas.
We will not go away! This is not okay!
Thousands of protesters chanted, demanding the Trump administration stop separating children from their parents at the border. The march was organized by Democratic Congressman Beto O'Rourke.
We were told there were 98 kids in this tent city yesterday. We were told today there are 200 kids. We've all got to own this. We cannot blame this on Trump. We cannot blame this on a political party. This is America right now, so America's got to show up.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
President Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, is calling for an investigation into the Russia probe. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
Giuliani, speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, claimed that troubling unethical behaviors among some in the Justice Department has tainted the Mueller probe.
Mueller has no evidence of collusion. There was none. The President of the United States did nothing wrong. He was not involved with Russians. They can investigate from here to, you know, to Timbuktu, and they're not going to find a darn thing.
Also on CBS's Face the Nation, Senator Susan Collins says she wishes the president would stop using the word pardon in regards to the Mueller investigation.
He wants to get that Russian investigation completed, and every time he brings up the issue of pardons, it gives the investigators something else that they have to look into.
And on the issue of immigration, Collins says she does not support separating parents and children at the U.S.-Mexico border. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
California's physician-assisted suicide law is back in effect for now. USA's Chris Barnes has an update.
A state appeals court has reinstated the End of Life Options Act, which gives people with less than 6 months to live the opportunity to request lethal treatment options from a doctor. The law had previously been overturned by a lower court on a technicality because of the way it was approved. The new ruling allows the law to stay in place while litigation over the controversial law continues.